Amenza? I don't know. She be. Hey guys, it's your girl Amanda, and today's episode is I'm no longer arguing with non-fat people about the fat experience. Period. Okay. I saw a video a while back where one of my mutuals on TikTok, look at me mention it. I told y'all I'm gonna be mentioning TikTok all the time because I live on TikTok. I wanna be a fucking TikTok. But yeah, and basically one of my mutuals, what she said, and it stuck with me, and I was like, oh shit, that is so true. Skinny feelings will always be more important than fat people's lived experiences. And I cannot tell you how many times, okay, so on TikTok, I am a fat activist. You see, I try to sound cool with that. A fat activist, if you will. And I basically talk about like a lot of fat issues, or like come to fat people's defense, whatever the case, anything fat, you know where I'm at. Ooh, I'm gonna put that on the shirt. But yeah, and a lot of the responses that I always get are always skinny women like, well, we have body dysmorphia too, and we have this, and you shouldn't say this because that, and you shouldn't. And then it's a lot of skinny women in their feelings, operating from a place of emotions, right? So I could say, like, yeah, as a fat person in America, healthcare is not accessible to us because, you know, we go to the doctor, they don't believe us, whatever the case may be. And there will be, I promise you, there will be a skinny person that will jump on the page and make it about them. So when things happen and fat women are like voicing their opinions and being like, yo, this is an issue, this is happening, skinny women will run so fast to silence you without even hearing what you're saying. And it's like fat phobia is already not taken serious. Like, I, you know how many comments I got where people are like, fat phobia doesn't exist, fat phobia, like, babes, there's Google. You know, you can easily, like, if you really care that much and you were that pressed and you were that concerned and curious, if curiosity really got you like that, you could Google it and it will pop up. You know what I mean? So, but it's already not taken seriously, right? So that's already a frustration to be fat, dealing with fat phobia, and then for it to not be taken seriously. You don't want to spend your time telling people your experience when they already have this preconceived, you know, idea of you already. Like, a lot of people, let's be honest, let's be real here. A lot of people have this this idea in their head because it's been put in everybody's head. It was in my head at one point, like, oh, people who are fat are just lazy. That is it. You know, they don't want to work out. They don't want to eat right. They don't want to do this. Not to mention, no one was educating us about all of the factors that could make you fat. PCOS, you know, having thyroid, like all of these things that could make you gain weight. Nobody was mentioning these in the conversation. It was literally just, if you're fat, you're lazy, you know? So for the longest time, I was like, well, damn, I think I'm lazy. I'm so lazy. I'm so fat. Like, nobody mentioned genetics. All of these things didn't come into play because people simply did not care, right? So what happens when you are explaining your fat experience to a non-fat person who also has this preconceived notion of you, whether it's from their family or whatever the case may be, somebody's whispering in their ear, like, fat people are lazy, they don't want help, they don't want to exercise, they don't want to eat right. So they already have that in their head. And then they're skinny. So they already feel like you are attacking them by talking about your fat experience, even though you didn't mention skinny people, even though you didn't say anything about them. The fact that you are mentioning your fat experience, you know, and you're saying that skinny people get treated better, they already feel attacked. So stay with me now. You have this skinny person that has a preconceived notion of you, is skinny and feels offended that you're talking about your experience. What am I going to explain to that person? You know what I mean? Like, how is that person going to receive what I'm saying? How is that person going to understand what I'm saying? They're not. You know, and I see so, and I used to be one of those people, and I see so many people that's, let me clarify. I used to be one of those people that tried to explain the fat experience to like non-fat people. And I'm just tired. You know, it's like being black explaining to white people racism in this country, prejudice in this country. You know, like, I can't do it anymore. There are creators who build their platform off of it, who want to educate. You have to find them because it will not be Amanda. It is draining. It is so draining. It's already draining when someone is wants to listen. You know, it's already draining when somebody's like, okay, educate me. I'm willing to learn and correct my mistakes. It's already draining to explain that to them. So explaining to someone who wants to remain ignorant, no, I cannot do it. I can't do it. I spent the better part of my TikTok arguing with people being like, no, this is not this because you don't know what's going on. And this person could have this disease and that person could have that. And genetics plays a role. And then I realized, oh, you don't give a fuck. Like, I was like, you don't care. You don't want to know what the fat experience is like. You just want to make it about yourself. You just want to complain. And you just want to place all of the things that other people have been saying about fat people, all the stigmas and negative connotations. You just want to reiterate that back to me and make me feel bad about it. You know, so it was really just like, I had to sit myself down because I do have daily talks with myself, me and Amanda, one-on-one. I had to sit myself down and be like, we are not doing this anymore. It is draining our energy. It is making us mad. These people want to remain ignorant. We are not wasting our time, wasting our platform, wasting videos to explain to people who, if they really wanted to know, could educate themselves because they are grown-ass adult. And I was like, period. I was like, thank you, girl, because I needed that because I would have and I'm the type of person where I'm like, I used to be the type of person where I'm like, I'm gonna win this argument no matter what, you know? And then every time I'm an Aries, so I would win the argument. But every time I won the argument, I couldn't even relish in the fact that, like, victory, because I'm like, that shit drained me. Like, don't want to do it again. So I learned to lose the argument, air quotes, because is it really losing an argument if you are walking away still as ignorant as you came? I don't know, whatever. But I learned to air quote lose the argument to protect my peace. And I think that is the better end of the deal. You know, as long as there's nobody close to me, as long as there's nobody that I really love and I genuinely respect that is having these harmful ideologies, because then I'll have to check them and explain it to them. But strangers arguing with strangers on the internet, or trying to convince a stranger that, like, I'm not fat because I'm lazy, no thank you. Like, think whatever you want to think. What did Nicki Minaj say? You know, when you hear a rumor about me, you hear something about me, believe it, because I'm not clearing it up. So yeah, I'm no longer explaining to non-fat people the fat experience. And all my fat people, I invite you to do the same, because Google is free. Amen. But thank you guys so much, as always, for tuning in, and I will talk to you next time.